Notes on Ecclesiastes. Part 2. Loam Gives Experience, by Dean H. Huff. The haunting lines of Ecclesiastes 1:2-11 strike us at first, not with courage and determination, but with the familiar, human feeling of melancholy. The repetition of human experience is paralleled by nature's cycles, sunlight and darkness, rain and evaporation. What has occurred once, it shall occur again, and what was done, shall be done again. There is nothing at all new under the sun, Ecc. 1:9, yet even though there is transitoriness in all this, it is absolute vanity because above it all is God. The assembler inquired and explored concerning all that has done, but in doing so he never forgot that it was what Loam has given, Ecc. 1:12-13, concerning all that has done. 12 I myself, the assembler, came to be king over Israel and Jerusalem. 13 I applied my heart to inquiring and exploring by wisdom concerning all that is done under the heavens. It is an experience of evil Loam has given to the sons of humanity to humble them by it. These lines which begin the survey of human deeds and wisdom should also be associated with the prologue concerning vanity and weariness. What the assembler said in 1:2-11 came from his own observation, from his inquiring and exploring of that which is done and occurs under the heavens. Consequently, the repetitious experiences of generation after generation, and the weariness and lack of satisfaction that come from these experiences are given to us all by God to humble us by them. Why is it important that we see that this transitoriness is given to us by God? The answer is that since it is given by God, it has meaning. If it is given by God, it has a purpose. If it is given by God, it is something we need for ultimate good. Experience of evil. The Hebrew words translated experience and humble here belong to the same general word family to which we have assigned the name respond. The former word occurs only in Ecclesiastes 1:13, 2:23, 26, 3:10, 4, 8, 5, 3:14, 8:16, and is translated experience in every case but one. In Ecclesiastes 5:3 we use the word responsibility to express the idea of pressing experiences of daily life leading to nightly dreams. This indicates that the Hebrew word connotes a sense of negative experience. And this is verified by the other usages, many of which occur in association with the word evil. This is the reason many other translations use such English words as travail or affliction. God gives us burdensome experiences developing response, and the response that these produce is that we are humbled. In the experience and its results themselves there is nothing we would desire. But in seeing that God has given this whole process to us there is much that should encourage and assure us. Because we rely on God we can expect that the experiences we would rather avoid eventually will be appreciated as truly for our good and His glory. That is the great value of Ecclesiastes and the reason why it rises above the dark and despairing poetry of humanistic artists. To humble us. The assembler, as a descendant of David, had many privileges as well as responsibilities. But the special advantages he enjoyed were greatly tempered by the unique measure of sore travail in his experiences. What might have made him proud and forgetful that his blessings were from God was balanced by hard experiences which also, like all things, were from God. The result was that he was humbled. Humility in the human is not an evil. It is a blessing, consisting in itself of wisdom and power for endurance and compassion. As believers we are aware that we are special people, chosen and called of God, blessed with every spiritual blessing among the celestials. But our experiences keep us humble, reminding us that indeed we have been chosen and called more because we are less powerful and noble and wise and strong than others who are not chosen and called. Cf. 1 Cor 1:26-27. We do not have to sign up for these hard knocks. They will come because God graciously gives not only the blessing of believing but the suffering as well. Phil. 1:29. These are given, as they were to Paul, lest we should be lifted up by the transcendence of the blessings. Cf 2 Cor 1:7. And they bring us, as they did Paul, a sharper acquaintance with the happiness and power in the blessings of grace. With the greatest relish, then, will I rather be glorying in my infirmities, that the power of Christ should be tabernacling over me. 2 Cor 1:9. Through his experiences, given to him by God, Paul became aware what it is to be humbled. Phil 4:12. In accord with the evangel and its faithful impression on the one believing, we may be being led away to the humble. Rom 12:16. Humility and humbleness are not produced simply by command and desire. They result from acquaintance with sufferings and discouragements and realization that we must place reliance on God to bring out justly and gloriously the values of our experiences. In contemplating the sad, repetitious failures of humanity to learn from the past, to make real progress and know true satisfaction, the assembler was being led toward a growing appreciation of God. Because his blessings were merely physical and terrestrial, he could not reach the level of enlightenment given Paul, nor be given the level of humbling. Nevertheless, there was, for the assembler, a beginning, which parallels more closely the levels of humbling that mankind in general are given through their lives. But, indeed, the assembler was given something that has so far not been given to the majority of mankind. This was the gift of knowing that the experiences and their results are given by God. Vanity and weariness. Hence we would listen to the words of Ecclesiastes 1:2-11 in the context of verse 13. All human toil is transitory, all is vanity, but God has given this frustrating experience to us. The very experience of needing to toil and then finding the need to start all over again, and never reaching the point where we can be satisfied that all has worked out well, is given to us by God. What the assembler says is true, and we have all observed it. As a whole, humanity does not progress or bring to an end the need of toil and learning lessons previous generations had also learned. The pictures afforded by the patterns of nature, the sun, the wind, the water cycle, all these are reflections of the transitoriness and repetitiousness of human toil and wisdom. But this must not cast us down in despair because God remains over it all. He uses all these hard experiences for our eventual good and His glory. There is weariness in human words, in the cycles of ideas and philosophies and discoveries. We think we have come up with something new, but it turns out to be only a different way of expressing old ideas or facing old responsibilities. But this must not discourage us. We need these experiences, and because God gives them to us, they will accomplish His purpose. What is human? The book of Ecclesiastes is not a discourse in human philosophy, but, while recognizing that much of human philosophy speaks truly, the book directs us beyond those truths to God and what He is doing. It speaks of what is human and what is so concerning human history, because God has made it so. We should not dismiss these words as pessimism unworthy of believers who have been blessed with every spiritual blessing among the celestials in Christ. For we are also human beings, sinners, infirm, living in this current, wicked aeon. And we need to be reminded that our own experiences of transitoriness and weariness are from the hand of the living God who is our Savior. Paul also speaks of human realities. No trial has taken you except what is human, 1 Cor 1:13. As human beings we experience much of the disquietude and depression described in Ecclesiastes. Along with everyone else we discover that we cannot escape the cycles of toil and disappointment that God has given to humanity. But as believers we recognize God in the trial, not simply the existence of God, but God as one involved in the experience. We have been given faith to see that God is faithful. God has given us the experience, but He is also faithful in bringing us equal, or issue, and outstepping, out of the troublesome experience. God gives us our experiences and purposes their sequels. The experiences are transitory, and often wearying, but but they are part of what God has designed for us. This is of tremendous value for us to know, and the book of Ecclesiastes greatly helps to bring this truth before us. Dean H. Huff. Concordant Publishing Concern. Return to Main Index Page.